Hi. This is a mixture of old and new, different seasons, different subjects. The first one is called Late Season. No story here, because no real facts, events, just southwest through maybe the last blue sky window that might show in sunshine more leaf color than shivering bare limbs. Some second growth flanks the road with tongues of berry red and varicolored brightness speckles hill crests. We need this time alone together, silent in the rock and sway of country roads and changing hues. We can learn from a road that follows the swell of the land much of what a stream can teach about the smoothest course, what there is to be done, and how to carve the way little by little, just a little different, with pressure, persistence. As infants, we rock in sensation, absorbing the world as a stone warms in the sun. And when patterns assert limits, we become taxonomists, predictors, namers of things in fiercely joyful adult ownership and the security of maps. Older than grown up now, as the children say, I swim deliberately in a golden green that is not spring, but the lowering afternoon light through a tunnel of still clinging foliage, blocking out language and artifact. I know with difficulty, no representation, but only tints, intensities, and the roads curving, with the opaque blue darkening over and ahead. Okay, this one comes from a vacation. We wake to song, melancholy uplift, clear, the parted drapes revealing perfect symmetry, mountains, the lake a blue opal settled between, the grass as green as only artifice can make, sky clear, and only the costumed man with alpenhorn set to the side, the makeup of the scene balanced, and yet unbalanced enough for postcard loveliness to fade to the believable. Almost, we think, the stones outside, the heaped vegetables that grace dining room centerpieces must also sigh to take in this perfection. This is not a time for learning, no self-improvement on the day's agenda. On another day, after a tour guide's gushing swell of facts, we circle the government building in Victoria, following a thread of music, to find, in full Scots regalia, musician, bagpipes, and reprise of Amazing Grace. This is the oldest one. It's called Nursing Time. They tingle still and fill with memories, spill drizzling yesterdays, as if the cat whose calling brought the milk in meowed demand and dripped the tick-tock midnight rocking time into my brain. I wish he had been there then when I needed him to take excess and turn it into growing. 14 streams fountained from one small nipple, counting once amazed as the child's velvet ear filled up with breakfast, I saw my hair ends bead with opal drops. Now dry, I know that nothing will bring the liquid back again, but a cat's cry starts springs of conjured snapshots, fragrances of early days, a rain, a pelting storm of ghostly faded hours, milk-scented lips curving in sleep, small rhythmic kneading fists, a flood of endless bygone time to gulp. Okay, this one may be a little difficult to take. You stand warned. Sunburned skin rubs and detaches from shoulders like sear sails of rice paper, lifts in a breeze to expose sore, fevered pink. It gathers and curls in sheets on pillowcases. When beds are aired, it dissolves into dust, lifts into lungs, reabsorbed. Fresh air brings dust of flowers, flying lotteries of winds to nest in nose hairs, to catch in old tacky tears, on lashes in thin, sweaty creases, to glitter in hair or on scalp where the hair grows in thinly. Dandruff, scalp and oil, powders shoulders, flicks off onto lunch trays, floats, solitary flake by flake, into coffee mugs, darkens, drowns, and slides down throats. Today's batch of tuna has whimsical whispers of blood grated in with the onion. As grandmother exhales sensen over the bread dough, and mother coughs menthol broadcast while slicing the roast, and father's tense brow drips attention into the soup pot. Garden soil, grindings of stars, light, and corpses, clogs, fingernails. I clean out the pack, perhaps adding uncooked meatloaf to the compost that will feed this year's tomatoes. Where does it end? We spray our microbes, hand them off, fingers to seat, computer, phone, by droplet, grasp, or tender touch. We pass and pass through hazy pheromones, smile into mirrors sparkling, perhaps because buffed with towels used to blot intimate places. We leave snips of ourselves on memos, invitations, editorial notes. We are full of our world and each other, no escaping, except for those children in microbe-free rooms alone. Smiling, we squirm under damp, pink, indelible kisses, cherish the sweaty handshakes, the humid hugs and back thumps, the trace of someone's lotion or aftershave on collars, cuffs, and cheeks. Grandfather's brandied cigar smoke lifts from our skin the next morning, and moonlight flashes of Nana's hair are knit in the scarf forever. Pity the babies in plastic bubbles, bereft of the savor of another's salt. One more, if I have time. Yeah, nice, because I wanted to get a little bit of form in there. This one's a San Anisio, and I'll talk to you about it later if you want to know what it is. It's called San Anisio on a Line by Drayton. Since there's no help, come, let us kiss and part. For my part, a handshake would suffice as well, but a perfunctory embrace before departure, a peck from unparted lips, also says much with less offense. I pray what you would impart remain unspoken. My ramparts well defended, I ask you to pass without a parting shot. We've been halfway to nil, too long for futile gesture. In part regret, in part relief, of drifting spice, a ghostly particle, and we are done, parting no sorrow, but an unstruck drum, hollow and soundless, all life, all song, departed. This day I erect partitions in my worn-out heart against decades of pain, for the most part,